And all humans are equal in that they will abuse their power and ought to be enlightened to get rid of all hierarchies. And there is the Puritan sobriety of complying with governance and the Puritan sobriety of non-complying with governance, which de-regimentalize it. And we shouldn't manifest our dominance to nature, but our coming in a relationship with it. And governance programs the state in accordance with certain human behaviors, and human keeps on altering these behaviors not to be caught within the state. And where wilderness have remained pretty much untouched, so are the creatures, including humans. And it is in a monoculture that when an unexpected catastrophe comes, is set to destroy everything. And rigid conservativism gives way to a freedom that, once it degenerates, gives way to a new form of conservativism. And only truly from the outside can we discover the real, authentic core of the inside. And principally, we are restless because our share of nature has been taken away from us, and we ought to find surrogates. And we develop an intolerance not to non-biological products, but to the way they have been automatically produced. And you're never unemployed, as there are always the members of your community who needs you. And coming to the forking path of authority or liberal economy, one can go straight beyond into libertarian thinking. And our intellectual tasks either affect too many people or none, and yet the focus should be to affect our own selves. And authority gets in charge establishing belonging, while in fact the only cure could come from the outside. And only through empirical knowledge we can come to the understanding that civilized humans is not an evolved being, but a most repressed one. Is not that things have improved in their quality, they just have been stripped of their life. And the brightness we find so pleasant at first will find to be most ferocious at last. And the nature that gave life, once we attempt to dominate it, will remove life. And the mentality of those who are most keen to serve the elite is that of a dog. And the one peculiarity of the machine is that of disorienting, and that is why we ought to stick to our own autonomy. And the paradise that technology has created is the inability of pursuing any of our wills, not to infringe that of others. And in a most comfortable prosperity, we can all stick to the boundaries of our property, yet in the present ecological catastrophe, we ought to all embrace each other. And you can distinguish those who will destroy the world and those who will go on preserving it by as to whether or not they are contemplative. And what the beast doesn't have, which we ought to mature, is the power to find a perfect harmony from within. And if not, what overwhelms humans, what overwhelms nature should be most definitively castrated? And lastly, what the state and corporations promote is all a branding of themselves and has nothing to do with the development of a real culture. And the Romanticism let us forget the slavery of our ancestors and embrace new forms of lordship. And the absurdity of today is the deployment of new machines which only hides the effects of older machines. And our human sovereignty should be that of bubbles organically mixing with one another without bursting. And even going back to the ancestor of our ancestors, of our ancestors, our identity is all about being enslaved. And Confucius is confusion, as the art of governance not only mess up people's head, but also the environment. And truth is as it will always be and as it always have been, the authentic relationship we can establish with our own nature. And at the convenience of capitalism, there are no longer any social classes, but just very strong global classes. And any mainstream ideology in the end is the genocide of anything not linked to it. And slavery is but a big group of people getting used to do the work a small group of people no longer wants to do. The more is forecasted, the higher the level of control and the bigger the confusion resulting from it. And in accordance with the law of leisure, the more is the liberalism displayed at home, the more is the warfare in fact generated abroad. And individualism is not wrong per se, but it is the first step towards anarcho-communism. And we are captivated into something we consider our own ego, when in fact all we contribute to is the feeding of a new machine. And by dreaming of a natural community, we necessarily detach from any form of artificial communities. And wherever there is fertility, there is monocultivation, and the biodiversity is confined in sterile and/or poisoned terrains. And all forms of violence are rejected, even when they are directly linked to a greatest violence, that is the coercive force of the state. And when the country becomes a business model, every citizen becomes a businessman, honest in respect of the state and dishonest in respect of nature. And the only actual morality is that against the machine, while all other moralities are pretty much sustaining it. And we ought not to think big, and if we think big, we shall do it within the small constraints of a local environment. And secluded in the state, we are secluded in the ship, like sailor, picking up perverted behaviors. And for those who rebel, there's no such thing as a comfort zone, but that of a tank that has to make it through a very uncomfortable precarity. And along with the violence of nature, the state will have to withstand the violence of human beings against its tighter governance. And the consensus can only work scaling down to a more natural reality, while in an accelerated artificial reality can be most neurotic. And it is not about a crime per se, but about the frequency with which vice is cultivated. If machines first were created so that humans could have pursued freely their intellectual endeavor, now present machine replaces even this endeavor. And by judging positively the authority, we might not get judged negatively, yet we might get judged negatively by everything surrounding it. And liberalism is like a funnel, very open at the beginning and very strict and authoritarian at the very end. And at last, the sacrifice of the libertarians are always taken over by power-greedy folk. And the light of freedom has always to act in the shadow of authority and its dark regime. And privacy has become the way by which people can pursue their dominating schemes without being bothered. And with no possibility of affecting the set of dogmas imposed through the big media, we shall cultivate our own small media. And the re-engineering of nature may solve one issue, but will certainly create a whole new set of issues. While the struggle was to become inorganic within an organic setting, now that the setting has turned inorganic, the old struggle is to become organic again. And there is a whole treasure of contentness in living in a complete yet compact reality.